The next thing we'll do is talk about some other things that we're experiencing through our senses, and you'll have an opportunity to check these things out for yourself as well. Primarily on these, I will be talking about the five senses, things that you take in with your eyes, with your ears. Let's talk about some of the things in our environment that we take in with our senses and we don't even realize it. These are the unseen things, the hidden energies behind things, and for the most part, goes completely unaware. Our five senses, the seeing, hearing, feeling, that sort of thing, those are all reflected in the unseen world as well. You may have heard about people being clairvoyant, that's seeing. Hearing is clairaudient. Then you have a feeling and a knowing. And there's even a smelling as far as intuitive gifts. With your dowsing, if you're developing those, you can think about what is my strongest one. For example, for me, my strongest one to start with was the clairvoyance. I didn't necessarily know what it meant, but I was seeing things. I didn't hear things for a long while, and I felt things very strongly. I would get this gut feeling and just know that something wasn't right. And then there's also the knowing. Sometimes I would just know the answer, but didn't know how I knew. And then later on, I developed the thing about the smell. And it was quite unique the way I discovered that one. I was cleaning the cat litter pan, and not exactly my favorite scent. And all of a sudden, I started smelling roses. And I'm like, whoa, where is this coming from? And it got stronger. Then after that, it changed, and I was smelling another kind of perfume incense combination. And I'm like, what is all this stuff about? And so I started asking mentally. I said, so what does this mean? What are you trying to tell me? What am I to learn from this? What am I experiencing here? And the first answer I got about the rose smell was that it was Mother Mary letting me know of her presence. And the second one was that it was Kuan Yin. When you get these identifying signals, just like your dowsing signals, you know, this is yes, this is no, this is clearing, this is adding in. When you get these signals, they stay consistent for you. So you can use it to enhance your intuition and say, oh, when I feel this way or when I smell this or when I see this, it means such and such. So it can be very helpful. And if you're working with another person and you want to know the best way to reach them in a way they can understand, maybe you're counseling your child or something, or maybe you want to talk with your spouse and you're just not getting through to them. First, think about the way you receive your intuitive messages. Is your strongest thing to hear? Is your strongest thing to feel or to know or to see or to smell? Think about yourself. And if you're not real sure what is your strongest one, you can check with dowsing. Say, is this one my strongest one? Is that one my strongest one? We all work best in the way that we get our messages. So if you wanted to work with your child or your partner, you could ask, what is their strongest sense on their unseen senses? Suppose you get that they get a feeling. Then you could talk with them and say, you know, when I feel this way, this is how it is. So you talk though in terms that they can relate. If they're having no clairvoyant abilities at all, they can't relate to you if you say, oh, I just saw this thing over there in the corner and I don't know what that is. If they're not seeing energy or they're not seeing auras, they don't relate to what you're saying. So you can use your dowsing to determine what are your strongest senses in the unseen world and what are your loved ones or someone that you want to relate to and interact. You can also ask if there are things blocking and interfering with the development of your senses. You can just ask, can we do some clearing on that to open these up for my highest good, and then go into your clearing response, remembering that you've got it programmed in that when you do clearing, it automatically replaces it with the appropriate energy of love, light, and healing. So that can be very effective. Sometimes you don't really have to know all the details of things. And I like to keep it short and simple. If I don't have to know, I ask for it on a need-to-know basis. Going on with the need-to-know basis idea, For myself, when my intuitive gifts started opening up, I was not born this way. All of a sudden, as I got to a mature age, I started having all kinds of experiences. I had the knowing and the feeling ones always. I would just always know something and not know how, or feel, and then it would come true the way that I felt it would be. But when my other one started opening up, I remember going into this really cool electronics store with all these gadgets, and I felt so uncomfortable. I had to put one hand on my heart and one hand on my solar plexus, on my stomach area there. And if I took them off, I was miserable walking around in there. And I'm like, whoa, I like opening these things up, but this is ridiculous. I've got to be able to exist in the physical world that's around me. I can't be so sensitive that it's a dreadful experience for me to even go out in public. The other thing, you could walk around in a mall and pick up on people's thoughts. Well, that can be really distracting. I don't want to know what they're thinking, especially if it's not good. And it's really none of my business. It felt invasive to me, so I would tend to shy away and not want to be around certain people if I could pick up their thoughts too easily. So I said, I need to do something. This is calling for me to make some kind of correction or to take some action here. I want to, you say what you want, I want to develop my intuitive gifts as rapidly as possible. But what I don't want is to have all these other interferences. So I said, I want to develop my intuitive gifts as rapidly as possible, but I want to do it on a need-to-know basis. So if it is something that I pick up on and I can use it for my growth and development or to help someone else, if it can be used for the highest good or a higher purpose, then I want that to be accelerated and I want to really get the hang of it quickly. But if it's something where it's just none of my business or could be construed as invasive, or if it's invasive to me where I've got to walk around with my hand on my solar plexus and my heart, that's not what I had in mind. If it's a beneficial thing for me to have this, certainly give it to me and give it to me quickly and help me to understand it and so on. If not, then have that not be part of my experience.